You are still not enlightened. You still have Sakkaya Ditti. Self-delusional will be there. That's why you cannot arise a pure thought. They call it the type of citta of an enlightened being, supramundane consciousness. Yeah. So the supramundane consciousness can only be created or arisen through the being, the five aggregate form and mind that has been connected to the wisdom that they have awakened to. So because of that, at the moment of sense experience, before you become enlightened, you will always input the wrong content of consciousness. And because of that, the mind stir, the mind create that emotion, the movement. It can be either positive or negative. And if you have a lot of habitual tendency, you will be creating like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sex experience, almost continuously, unending. So what are sensual desire? These two are sensual desire, basically sensual desire, you will. And what are they? They are our mental hindrance. They will hinder our mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And because of that, our mind cannot be peaceful. It cannot have space within thought. It cannot be within the moment in silent inner awareness because it lacks the spiritual faculty. It has a lot of mental hindrance. It lacks wisdom. So what we need is the first and second turning wisdom born of constantly listening to the true Dhamma and constant contemplation and reflection and inquiry on the true Dhamma that we have heard, or the sutta that the Buddha has proclaimed, or the essential Dhamma. So when we do this until it stabilizes, until we can assimilate all the important Dhamma understanding, then this one will prevent us from becoming heedless and continuously stirring our mind. That's why you need wisdom to weaken the first link of avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara. If avijja is weakened, there is less sankhara activity, less thinking. Then more moment of peace, more moment of silence, stillness, space between thought. That is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When you develop the initial wisdom, it can prompt you at the moment of sense experience. Then you won't input the wrong content of consciousness. The Buddha called it ayoniso manasikara, means unwise attention. Things that are unwise for attention, you should not pay attention. You only pay attention to things that are fit for attention. And what are the things that are fit for attention? The Four Noble Truths is three turnings. The essential Dhamma, the understanding of life, well, the Dhamma way. So all these are things that are fit for our attention. Otherwise, it will create delusion. It will create suffering. It will create a lot of entanglement. So things that are unfit for attention are all the things that are with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That can condition our strong desire like lust, emotion like anger, hatred, jealousy, envy. And sometimes it can trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, insecurity, and also phobia and all those things. So these are the negativity of mind state that has the evil roots. That's why wrong thought. What are wrong thought? Thought that condition our emotional negativity, especially our fear or worry or anxiety or sorrow or lamentation, our insecurity, our sorrow and lamentation, and also our whatever negative tendency, even doubt, strong craving, desire, or dislike, to push away things and all those things. So these are all negativity of mind state, born of wrong thought. So when we are mindful, we are aware of our thought process, our emotion, then we can be aware to break the habitual thinking and to develop more and more understanding to change the way we see things, we react to things, and how in the past we stir our mind to become deluded, to become afflicted, to arise the negativity of mind state, thus creating the wrong thought. So all this is what mindfulness training is all about. So when we understand this, we will cultivate the first and second turning wisdom, leading to step four of the Abhijja Sutta. And to do that, you have to start by constantly listening to the Dhamma, then constantly contemplating, reflecting, inquiry to stabilize the initial wisdom. And this one, for those who have progressed, you can ask them. They have done this a lot. They constantly chase after the recording, listen to the true Dhamma, then reflect, contemplate, and stabilize the understanding. Then after that, they develop the daily mindfulness. They stabilize the inner awareness so that they can have more and more space within thought. So this explanation is very important.